John Henry Pappy woke him up one midnight. He said, "Before the sheriff comes, I want to tell you, listen, boy." Said, "Learn to ball the jack, learn to lay a track, learn to pick and shovel too, and take my house. It'll do anything you tell it to." John Henry's mammy had about a dozen babies. John Henry's pappy broke deal about a dozen times. The babies all got stricken when the doctor wanted money. He said, "I'll pay you a quarter at a time, starting tomorrow. That's a pay for a steel driver on his line." Then the section foreman said, "Hey, hammer swinger, I see you brought your own hammer, boy, but what else can all them muscles do?" And he said, "I can turn a jack, I can lay a track, I can pick and shovel too.
Can you swing a hammer, boy?"
"Yes, sir. Thing you hire me to."
"Now, ain't you something so high and mighty with your muscles? Just go ahead, boy, and pick up that hammer. Pick up the hammer."
He said, "Get a rusty spike and swing it down 3 times. I'll pay you a nickel a day for every inch you swing it through. Go on and do what you say you can do." With the steep nose hammer on a 4-foot switch handle, John Henry raised it back till it touched his heel gun. The spike went through the cloth side and it split its head in two. 35 cents saved the driving steel.
"Quick! Quick, boy! Quick! You owe me 2 more swings.
I was born from driving steel." With John Henry hammered in the mountain, he'd give a grunt, he'd give a groan with every swing. The women folks for miles around heard him and comes out to watch him make the cold steel ring. "Lord, what a swinger! Just listen to that cold steel ring." But the fastball come up laughing at John Henry. Said, "You're full of vinegar now, but you got through. He's gonna get a steam bill to do you scare driving. And what's all them muscles gonna do? John Henry, it's gonna take a little bit of vinegar out of you." John Henry said, "I see 4 little brothers and baby sisters walking on their knees. Did the Lord say that machine ought to take the place of living? And what's a substitute for bread and beans? I mean, do engines get rewarded for their steam?" John Henry hid in a coal mine for his dinner nap. Had 30 minutes to rest before the bell. The mine boss told her, "Get up, whoever you are, and get a pickaxe. Give me enough coal to start another hill and keep it burning. Mine me enough to start another hill." John Henry said to his captain, "A man ain't nothing but a man. But if you bring that steam drill around, I'll beat it fair enough. I'll die with my hammer in my hand, but I'll be laughing, 'cause you can't replace the steel driving man." There was a big crowd of people at the mountain. John Henry said to the steam drill, "How are you?"
"Pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill. I suppose you didn't hear me." I said, "How are you?"
"Well, can you turn the jack? Can you lay a track? Can you pick and shovel too?
Listen, this hammer slinger's talking to you. Take my hammer, Polly Ann, and go to that railroad. Swing that hammer like you've seen me do it. And when you swing with the lead man, they'll all know. They'll all know you're John Henry's woman, but tell them that ain't all you can do. Tell them.
I can hoist the jack, and I can lay a track.
I can pick and shovel, too.
Ain't no machine can.
That's been proved to you.
Restricted hands waiting in the sand. Trains go by on the rail John Henry laid.
They slow down to take off the hats, the men do. When they come to the place where John Henry's laying, resting his back, some of them say, "Morning, steel driver. You sure was a hammer swinger." Then they go on by, picking up a little speed. Clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clack.
Down the line,